So Father Joe was gifted a parrot by a well-meaning parishioner. But there was a problem. The parrot had a serious language issue. Apparently, its previous owner had a bad habit of using, let's just say, unholy words. So every time Father Joe would say, "Good morning," the parrot would squawk, "What's so good about it?" followed by a string of words that would make a sailor blush. Now, determined to fix the bird's bad habit, Father Joe tried everything. Gentle correction, reading scripture aloud, even playing Gregorian chant. Nothing worked. Finally, in frustration, he warned, "If you don't stop using bad words, I'm putting you in the freezer for 5 minutes." The parrot let out another inappropriate outburst. So Father Joe reluctantly placed it in the freezer. For the first few seconds, the bird squawked in protest. Then, silence. Worried he had overdone it, Father Joe quickly opened the freezer. The parrot, now shivering, stepped out, cleared its throat, and said, "Father, I sincerely repent of my past language. But if I may ask, what exactly did the chicken do?" Cheesy, I know. But moral of the story, it's never too late to clean up our language before we get put on ice. Now, in this morning's first reading from Sirach, we're told to be a sieve in this life. For those who might not know, a sieve is a utensil used for straining solids from liquids, for separating coarser from finer particles. Sirach instructs us to be the sieve of our words. In other words, to sift our words and get rid of the evil that we speak, to remove the evil from our lips. Our Lord speaks in a general way on this same message in today's gospel. Before critiquing the splinters of others, he says that we must first perceive the wooden beam in our own eyes. To rephrase it, we must focus on sifting our actions first and foremost before we worry about others. Examine our actions so we can root out the sinful ones. Now, these readings are a good pre-Lenten preparation, I think. After all, I mean, like I said, Ash Wednesday is this week. The readings remind us to examine ourselves in order that we may change, that we may grow in holiness and root out the sin that we commit daily. Lent, as we'll talk about more on Ash Wednesday and next Sunday, is all about renewal, where we're called to renew and perhaps even jumpstart our pursuit for holiness, our closeness with God. We have to invest time, prayer, and reflection to determine the solid foundation on which to live and be guided. And that first means we must learn where we're falling short. Today's first reading focuses on the need to sift our words, to remove any speech from our lips that is not of God. Now, this falls under the second commandment, which we all know: you shall not take the Lord your God's name in vain. But in our modern society, taking the Lord's name in vain has become, sadly, commonplace. I mean, we use it as an expression to show surprise. Most people don't even realize they're saying it. The phrase, "Oh my God," is thrown around so freely, not even realizing it's invoking God in vain. Even worse, people will say Christ's name explicitly when expressing disgust or fear or surprise, but rarely actually in reference to needing his help. Furthermore, inappropriate or impure humor is another example of bad speech that needs to be sifted. We often forget that the very mouth that we speak from is the same mouth that we will receive our Lord in the Eucharist. We must keep our language pure. Cursing, too, can cause scandal to those around us. You know, whenever I go to a WVU sporting event, people always start randomly apologizing to me. Why? Because they are cursing. And then they see a priest. And all of a sudden, they feel bad. As they should. What I want to tell them is that they shouldn't apologize to me, but to our Lord. And put soap in their mouths. But anyway. Another sin of the speech is to have a spirit of complaining. Right? If we tend to always have to bring up that which we see is wrong and never praise, well, that's the sin of speech that we need to work on. Negativity in speech is not something we should be complacent with. For what kind of music do we listen to? If it is full of vulgarity or impurity, then that could easily affect our speech, since the words lose their gravity to us over time. Now, if we struggle with any of these sins I've just mentioned, well, that can be part of our Lenten discipline, to focus on purifying, on sifting our words. A good rule of thumb, I think, is if you can't imagine the Blessed Mother saying those words, well, we probably shouldn't be saying them either. We must stand out to the culture around us by the way we carry ourselves. And that especially includes our speech. We must not be satisfied with ourselves if we frequently sin with our speech. You know, St. James in his epistle would take up this theme strongly when he writes, "If anyone thinks he is religious, but does not control his tongue, he deceives his heart, and his worship is in vain." The best way to solve this issue, to sift our words or actions in general, is first by taking them to Christ's mercy in the sacrament of confession. Lent is just days away. We'll be talking about this more, but if we haven't been to confession since Advent, okay, now is a good time to schedule a trip. When we come before our Lord in the confessional, we are noticing the wooden beam in our eye. We are not able to take it out ourselves, though. And that's okay. Our Lord is able, and he does so with tender hands. He lifts us back up on our feet and gives us the strength to keep going and be who we're called to be. We even have examinations of conscience in the vestibule to help us if we haven't been to confession recently. I love going to confession. I'm always saddened when I hear people are afraid of it. I mean, we shouldn't be. It's the opportunity to start over and admit we need God's help, especially with those quote-unquote favorite sins of ours, the sins we commit frequently. Just as the parrot in the story needed to change his language, so too do we need a wake-up call times to realize what needs to change about our lives. And so on this last Sunday in Ordinary Time, we should ask ourselves, what do I need to sift from my life this Lent? Is it my language? Is it my negativity? What am I going to do to change this Lent? Amen.